Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. You can shorten your job search by knowing how to use methods other job seekers usually miss. After all, if you're relying on job postings alone, you could spend a long time searching. In addition, advertised positions represent as little as 20% of total vacancies. And your resume often winds up in a pile with hundreds of other hopefuls. Now, on the other hand, the hidden job market has more opportunities and less competition. So learn how to position yourself to take advantage of openings that haven't been advertised. Now, I know you're probably thinking, hidden job market, what's that? And does it actually have any benefits? Well, the resounding answer is yes. And I speak from personal experience. You see, a position that I had was never advertised. It was a result of someone whose family member I knew and was connected to, knew about my work and the results that I had achieved. That person spoke to someone in the organization who reached out to me, a senior leader, and through a series of two or three meetings, I was offered a position that was created. It did not exist. So it was a part of the hidden job market. So when you think about it, there are some interesting benefits of cracking the hidden job market. Now, when you're targeting organizations you want to work for, you're more likely to find a workplace where you'll feel at home. That sense of belonging will add to your job satisfaction. So let me ask you a question. How would you like to write your own job description? That's right. How would you like to write your job description? Well, contacting potential employers early in the process may allow you to shape your position to suit your strengths. The average corporate job opening that's advertised may attract up to 250 or more resumes. So your odds of being welcomed on board increase when fewer candidates are considered. Now, one way to crack the hidden job market is by networking. LinkedIn and other technology make it easy to research and contact organizations that interest you. Keep your profile updated because hiring managers and recruiters may be looking for you too. Many positions are filled through employment agencies. So call up a few recruiters to schedule a consultation and stay in touch so you can hear about future opportunities. I also want you to use your skills to support a worthy cause. For example, you can make new contacts and impress them with your expertise at organizing events or tracking finances. Another valuable resource are your fellow job hunters, because they often have valuable leads. So you can start a job club or find one through community or online listings. One of my favorite ways to tap into the hidden job market is through conferences and networking sessions, because you can connect with lots of contacts in a short period of time. So, see what's on the calendar at your professional association and industry publications. Another way to tap into the hidden job market is to mine your college alumni group for information and referrals. Some organizations have similar resources for former employees, or you can approach them independently. Now, ask your contacts who else they would suggest for you to talk with. You can create a pipeline of informational interviews and coffee dates. But remember that networking is more about giving than taking. Therefore, offer to help others before you ask for something for yourself. So when you go to that networking event, or you meet someone at a conference, or you're working with them at a volunteer organization, offer to help people. Because when you help them, they'll be more inclined to want to help you. Another way to crack the hidden job market is by becoming an insider. Now, if you've been an intern and you excelled at that position, whether it's for the summer or for a semester, you may have a shot at joining the staff. As you're thinking about what organizations that you would like to intern with, pick an organization with a track record for hiring interns and ask your supervisor for feedback to help you learn and grow. Even if you're looking for a permanent position, it may be worthwhile to accept temporary jobs, especially if you're currently unemployed. That way, you may be able to view internal company listings and network with employees who have a say in the hiring. Contract assignments are another great way to showcase your abilities at any stage in your career. But again, exceed expectations and let the organization know what opportunities you're looking for. Well, as you can see, there are many different ways for you to tap into the hidden job market. Here is the critical piece, though. You always want to exceed expectations. Even if it's a volunteer organization that you are a member of and working with, give them your best, because you never know who the people that you are working with know, and you don't know how they could possibly help you connect to the organization that you want to work for and therefore help you tap into the hidden job market. You see, a lot of organizations often bypass advertising to save money and target candidates more likely to match their needs. However, tapping into the hidden job market can impress hiring managers and find your dream job. Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.